You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand announced a hike to the official cash rate of 75 base points. This was quite a shock and has been reported on extensively, as it's not usually changed this quickly. However, I, like many others, find these terms to be quite confusing, so I had a chat to Robert McCulloch from the University of Auckland about what the OCR actually is and why the Reserve Bank raises it and what this might mean for New Zealanders.
Yes, the official cash rate it's quite technical. It's in fact the interest rate which the Reserve Bank, our central bank, pays on settlement account balances of the trading banks that they have at the Reserve Bank, which is highly technical in a way. And my first job was at the Reserve Bank and in a department called Liquidity Management, and I found it all a bit of a mystery at the time. But it turns out, just like you and me bank with, say, Westpac or ANZ, the banks have accounts at the Reserve Bank, and that's where they keep their cash. And we get an interest rate on our check accounts. The trading banks get paid interest on their accounts at the Reserve Bank, and that interest is called the official cash rate.
So this official cash rate was hiked by 75 base points last week. Why is this significant? Is this an unprecedented amount? Why does this make the news?
It made the news because, yes, the media reported that that was a record-breaking hike. The official cash rate has been much higher than it is now. The level has been much higher, but it's been higher than 4.25% where it is now. But the size of the hike of 75 basis points, that is a record-breaking hike. So that's why that was in the news. And what happens is when that interest rate starts going up, then the trading banks typically respond by putting up the interest rate on mortgages.
So is this what the Reserve Bank is trying to do when it hikes it? Why might it take this action, and what kinds of results is it looking for?
It wants to take this action because it views inflation as too high and it wants to increase the cost of borrowing. And it figures that by increasing the interest rate on mortgages and on your credit card, that you'll be less likely to go out and spend. And because there's less pressure on spending or demand, as economists call it, that will lead to less inflation.
So Adrian Orr, the governor of the Reserve Bank, stated that in doing so, they were trying to engineer a recession. Why might they do this? And is this actually helpful for people, or does it hurt them?
Yes, I gather that Chloe Swarbrick, who is a philosophy graduate from the University of Auckland, I think now the Green MP, of course, I gather that Chloe asked him at this Finance and Expenditure Committee meeting, are you trying to engineer a recession? Those are the words she chose. But he replied, yes, I am. And it seems the government didn't like that at all, but that's what he said. And the idea is, I want people to stop spending, and I want the economy to slow down, and I want unemployment to go up, and that'll be a good thing because it'll help get inflation down.
Is this action, having unemployment go up and having spending go down, basically tightening people's purses, is this the only way to combat inflation, or is this what the Reserve Bank has chosen?
Well, it's what the Reserve Bank has chosen. My opinion is, I'm a critic of the Reserve Bank. I think they made a mistake. The truth, I believe, is that they're panicking. They didn't increase interest rates at all in the early part of last year, even though inflation was beginning to increase. In fact, they were furiously printing money as part of their quantitative easing program. So they messed things up last year. And as if to make up for it, then now direction and unnecessarily pumping up interest rates. So I think it's quite wrong, and it will be a mistake. And I think they should have gone for a much more modest increase. They're punishing households really for a mistake which the Reserve Bank did, And there's no need to increase the OCR by so much. They could have increased it by 25, 50 basis points and had more of a wait and see policy. And there are many indicators suggesting that actually inflation could well go down on its own. A lot of the supply chain constraints due to coronavirus are lessening in the world. The price of oil's come down quite a lot in the last number of months. So, you know, it's unnecessary to engineer a recession, scare the pants off everyone, throw their finance in chaos when, you know, probably inflation would have lessened anyway.
So in the past, we haven't always had a Reserve Bank. What other tools have been used to combat inflation? And do you think there were any alternative approaches we should have gone for this time?
Well, yes. You have to be a bit careful. With economics, it's always at some level quite simple, and other levels it gets complicated really fast, because inflation is the rate at which wages and prices are going up. Well, it's the CPI, so that's prices, consumer prices. That's how it's defined, the rate of increase of the consumer price index. And during high periods of inflation, you can get, you know, prices might go up 10%, wages go up 10%. And that's called inflation. The cost of living is something different. That's how expensive you find things. And of course, if your wage is going up at the same rate as prices, then in real terms, the cost of living isn't changing. And I think the problem, the crisis if we have in this country at the moment is more of a cost of living crisis rather than an inflation crisis. And I think what consumers want to see is lower prices in the supermarkets, in building, banking across a lot of industries. And I think what they should have done, the authorities should have done, is try to reduce the cost of living. And they should have done structural reforms to try to make supermarkets, banks, construction, or more competitive. So I think that's how they could have reduced cost and price pressures. But I think hammering people with this blunt instrument of the OCR is a major mistake.
So at the point we now find ourselves in New Zealand with basically entering a recession that has been orchestrated, what exactly does this mean for just the average person, and what kinds of actions would be best suited towards this sort of scenario? Should people like really stop spending or cut spending a lot and put their money into banks?
Well, I don't trust the Reserve Bank's forecast at all. The governor may say he's engineering a recession. Look, they've got nearly every forecast they've ever made wrong. Last year, if you look at their forecasts, they weren't forecasting any inflation at all. You know, they kept saying that the price pressures of a year or so ago were transitory and were going to go away. So the Reserve Bank's forecast, they got it all wrong last year, and I'm expecting they're going to get it all wrong again. So I don't trust them that there's going to be a major recession last year, and I don't trust them that unemployment's going to be going up a lot. I don't trust them that they're even engineering a recession. There's a very tight labour market in the country. There are huge skill shortages up and down the length of the country. They can't find chefs and restaurants to service our tourism industry. I'm not expecting unemployment to go up that much. So to the extent that most of the country are fully employed, you know, you wouldn't expect necessarily demand and spending pressures to come off that much. They may come off to a degree, but I'm not expecting a huge recession at all. I think the Reserve Bank's just talking nonsense.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.